Good morning.
A very good morning to you, Joe.
How are we?
Great, yeah. It's lovely outside, isn't it? Bright blue sky, sunshine. I wondered when I was just about to come into the studio this morning, why everything was a bit dark, and realised I still have my sunglasses on from the car.
So yeah.
To quickly swap them over, but it's great to be able to put them on and enjoy the sunshine this morning. Lovely.
I remember saying that on Monday morning show. I said it's the first time this year I've arrived at the studio about just before 7.
In daylight.
And it's actually been light, and I've actually been able to see things.
Yeah, no, that's nice. But both in mornings and evenings, getting lighter. That's always a good sign.
It is good. Peter, as he does at the start of every month, joins me to give us a rundown of St. Francis Hospice's forthcoming events. And we're going to start by talking about something. You're doing a strategy review, I believe.
Well, we're a charity. We're a registered charity. We care for a lot of local people, and we've been around for more than 30 years now. So hopefully a lot of people listening to this show will know about our work. But of course, there's always new people moving into the area, people perhaps who don't know quite the extent of what we do. And so we've just been doing a bit of a review of where we're at, what's going on. And the backdrop for this really is that demand is increasing. Population is increasing in the area we serve. We serve an area from Brentwood across to Ilford and down to Barking and Dagenham. Population is definitely growing in that area. People are living longer. People are living longer with complex illnesses, and maybe more than one illness is more and more common these days. And just looking at our local catchment area, we know that over the last year, around 6,000 people died in that year. We know that's going to increase to around 7,000 over the next 10 to 15 years. So we've got to gear up and be ready for that increased demand. And also the way that people are cared for is changing. More and more people these days would rather be cared for at home, preferably with their family or close carers at hand. Obviously some people are in care homes as well. So we've got to diversify. We've got to do a lot more work. I mean, if you compare with how we work today, compare with back in 1984 when we began, these days most of the work we do happens in people's homes, in the community. Often unseen, has to be said, because, you know, unless you're there, it's not like a physical building and you see people on beds in our inpatient unit, which we do have in Havering Atterbower. But that's just that's the sort of tip of the iceberg. Most of the work is happening in people's homes, our community nurses, our hospice at home team visiting people at home. For example, over the last financial year, our hospice at home team of nurses and healthcare assistants provided more than 12,000 hours of expert care and support, and they supported 420 local people in the last couple of weeks of life in their own homes. We also provided nearly 22,000 sessions of telephone advice. That's a very important way. We have people working, helping people to give advice. So if you're a carer at home, you don't feel you're alone. You've got expertise at the end of a phone line. Say at a moment of crisis at home, if you're caring, looking after someone, it can be a very frightening situation. But also maybe inappropriate to call out 999 and get an ambulance and try and go to Queen's Hospital or somewhere else like that on a Saturday night or a busy time, and maybe far better to get that advice over the phone, which our community nurses can give. So that just gives you a flavour of what we're about. Lots and lots of things going on, including bereavement counselling. Again, a lot of people don't realise that a lot of our work doesn't finish if someone dies. We're supporting that family afterwards. So last year we supported 500 bereaved carers, friends and family. So we have people who do that. We have social workers, support workers who can help people who may be in real difficulty. Some families are going to find that, you know, say the main breadwinner in the family unfortunately dies, they may be in all sorts of financial and stressful situations, and we can help them in all those different ways. So we've looked at what we're doing, looked at what the demand is going to be in the future, and we've come up with what we call a strategic vision for the next 5 years. It's a short document, sort of 10 pages long, and it just gives an outline of what our main priorities are, what we think they should be over the next few years. But what we're really interested is getting local people's opinions and what they think and where they think we're on the right track and what we're doing right, what they think we could do better. Because, you know, there's no point being proud and saying, you know, we've got all the answers, we've got everything right. Just because we've been doing this for 30 years doesn't necessarily mean that we have to carry on exactly the same way for the next 10 or 30 years. So there may be things we need to change or alter or change that shift the focus. So we've put this document together. It's available from today on our website, sfh.org.uk. We'd love people to have a look at it, download it if they like, they can do that. Also, if you're not so familiar with doing it that sort of way, we're going to have copies of the document in all of our local shops. And of course, we have two shops here in Brentwood in the High Street. We've got a furniture shop and a general shop. So from next week, we'll have copies of the strategy document there that you're very welcome to call in and ask for a copy and take it away. And as I said, what we'd really like is some feedback. So we've asked a couple of questions, very simple questions at the end of that. We want to know, what do you think we do well? We know what you think we perhaps could do better, particularly if you've had some first-hand experience of this. But even if it's not first-hand experience, but it's what you've understood or what you think is happening, we'd love your opinion and comments, and obviously whether you think that the plan is on the right track. So that's our strategic vision for the next 5 years. You're going to be hearing quite a lot about it over the next month or so. We're asking for comments by the 14th of April, so about a month and a bit away. So we'd love as many people as possible to say what they think about our services, particularly if you're involved with us, if you're in the healthcare profession, if you work at a GP practice or you're a district nurse. We would really, really welcome your opinions on what we're doing right, what you think we could do better, what processes we've got in place that maybe need improvement. You know, technology is changing all the time. We need to adapt to that as well. So that's our main focus at the moment, and we'd love as many people as possible to support us. And of course, if you want to sort of, you know, do things to support us financially, that's great. We need a lot of money. Sadly, the NHS does provide money for us, but not nearly as much as we would like. They provide about a third of our funding, so the rest of it, which is getting on towards £7 million a year now, we have to raise. So that's why we will talk about a whole load of events in a few moments' time, various ways in which you can help us raise that £7 million. Some of it people do themselves, some of it we try and organise and get people to support us, and we've got a whole list of things going on. But there are just a couple of things I'll very quickly mention just before we get into those events later on in this hour. The things that you can sort of do day in, day out, that really does help us. I mean, I mentioned the shops we've got in Brentwood High Street. Those shops only survive, and everything we sell in those shops is donated to us. It's the donations that mean we can raise money. And from our shops, believe it or not, the shops we have, we manage to get around £500,000 profit a year from those shops. So it's a huge contribution towards that £7 million target we've got to raise each year. And as I say, it's all down to you. You going into our shops, either donating goods or buying those goods. And particularly important, if you are a taxpayer, do gift aid any donations you're going to give. You're taking stuff in. If you're having a spring clear out, which I guess it's that time of year, people will be doing a lot of that soon, and you've got your big black bag of clothes and other knickknacks and bric-a-brac you're taking into a shop, which we'd love to have at any time, do ask for a gift aid card if you haven't got one already, because that means basically the government matches whatever we raise from those goods you give us. We barcode, all quite technical these days, all barcode in, we know what's sold and how much money is raised from it, and then we can claim from the government tax on top of that and get an extra 25%. So you sell a load of goods worth £10 to us, we get another £2.50 from the government. So it's a really, really good way for us to raise extra money. So please, if you are donating goods, do think about gift aid. And if you can't get to our two shops in Brentwood High Street, they're not convenient for you, we do have what we call drop spots, a whole list of places that are perhaps a bit more convenient to drive in with a car and unload your boot full of bags of gear. And we can take almost anything. I mean, that's the other really important message to get across. Some people sometimes think, oh, you know, that shirt's not good enough to sell. Well, it may not be. If it isn't good enough to sell, then we can still get money for it as what was called the rag trade. We bundle stuff up and it's sold by weight. So old bras are really, really valuable to us. But all sorts of stuff sells. Amazing stuff it can sell. And we take electricals as well. We have a new electrical shop in Romford we opened recently, so we'd love to have electrical goods. We take furniture. Clearly, we have a furniture shop in Brentwood. But we also have a golf shop in Upminster. We've got a wedding shop in Hornchurch. So all sorts of stuff we can take. So please, if you are having a spring clear out, do think about taking the goods down to St. Francis Hospice shop. Or, as I said, look up on our website, our drop spots. And if you've got a huge amount of stuff to take, give us a call. We probably can come and pick it up. So we do house clearances and that sort of stuff as well. So that's a way. And a final little way you can really help us is, and you probably won't even notice the support you're giving us, for just over £1 a week, you could play our weekly lottery. £1 a ticket. There's a draw every Friday. Guaranteed prize winner of £1,000 every week. And we also have a rollover. In fact, the lady from Brentwood won £24,500 a couple
That's
of weeks
right,
ago. So it's rather nice for her. So local people do win. We've had, I think, three £1,000 winners from Brentwood in the last 6 weeks. So it seems to be the lucky area to live at the moment. So if you've ever thought about playing our lottery, do sign up for that. Again, you can get all the details at our website, sfh.org.uk.
The Phoenix FM Breakfast Show with St. Francis Hospice. Run for us in the Brentwood Half Marathon this March and raise money to help us provide care for local people. call 01708 77 1427.
20 past nine on Wednesday morning, still joined live in the studio by Peter from St. Francis Hospice. And we're going to start by talking about some events, by beginning with the Night with Elvis.
Yeah, our very own Elvis, Elvis tribute act, Sal Bashir, who's a local guy actually from Barking, and he's been here on Phoenix FM a couple of times, and I've heard him perform, absolutely fantastic. He's performing for us at the Derougemont Manor Hotel in Worley, obviously just down the road from the studios here in Brentwood, and it's on the Friday the 13th of March, so auspicious date for some, a week this Friday. In fact, I'm not sure if we've got any, now I've just mentioned it, I'm not sure how many tickets we've got left for it. I think it's pretty much sold out, but I'm sure if there's demand for an extra table, we'll do our best, or the Derougemont Manor will be, to squeeze another table in. It's £35 per person. It is a lovely three-course dinner and, of course, entertainment from our Elvis, and optional dress in 50s costume. You don't have to dress up, but if you do want to get into the party spirit, you're very welcome to do that. If you like more information on that, as usual for all of our events, these are all designed, obviously, to raise the nearly £7 million that St. Francis Hospice needs to raise each year, you can get the details on our website, which is sfh.org.uk. I know some of the things are also listed on the Phoenix FM website. If you prefer to give us a call, old-fashioned style, then very welcome to do that. 01708 771 427 is the number for all of the event details. Anything I'm going to mention now, 01708 771 427, if you want to call the events team and find out a bit more, or perhaps get involved. And one thing you might like to get involved with, particularly if you're feeling a little bit fit and fancy a run, particularly if you're getting prepared for the London Marathon in April, we've got the LV Brentwood Half Marathon on Sunday the 22nd of March. It's not organised by us. In this case, it's organised by Brentwood and Beckett Rotary Club, who do a fantastic job every year getting hundreds and hundreds of places running. We've got some places reserved for people running on behalf of St. Francis Hospice, and we're looking to get as many people as possible doing that. Just £23 entry fee. We help you on the fundraising side and we'll give you some tips as to how to do that. Obviously, the key thing is really to get some sponsorship here, and enjoy yourself and have a good run on Sunday, the 22nd of March. So if you think you can run, or maybe you are running already, or you've got a place planning to it, but you're not running on behalf of a particular charity, please do think about supporting St. Francis Hospice, your local adult hospice. If you can support us in any way, that would be absolutely amazing. We'd love to hear from you if you are planning on doing that. 01708 771 427. And I mentioned the London Marathon. Of course, that is coming up in April. 26th of April is the date this year. As I said, the Brentwood Half Marathon is a very good practice for that. One of the people who will be taking part in the Brentwood Half Marathon is a guy who's run for us. Gosh, I've even lost count of the number of times he's done the London Marathon for us. A chap called Paul Friedman. He's the oldest runner. He lives in Hornchurch. He's been the oldest runner, I think, twice now. And he takes part in the Brentwood Half Marathon as part of his preparation. And he'll be there running in the Virgin London Marathon on the 26th of April as well. So if you are going along to support runners there and you see Paul Friedman, please do give him a wave. Give him plenty of support.
He is insane.
He is absolutely mad. I mean, I've been with this guy last year. I went with him up to London to take part in them. Well, I say take part. I was there to wave him goodbye at the start line and take a few pictures. But just to give you a flavour of this guy's dedication to fundraising for us, I turn up there, I can't remember what time it is, silly o'clock in the morning, 6:30 or something in the morning. So he lives in Hornchurch, and I think, well, we're going to meet at the tube station to take the tube to pick up a coach that's going to take us over to Greenwich for the start line. So I'm expecting to go with him. And I say, well, you know, jump in the carpool. I'll drive you up to the tube station. Oh no! We'll walk. And I didn't quite realise how far his house was. It was a 25-minute walk. It was well over a mile, and he's about to do a marathon. And this guy is 89. It's like absolutely incredible effort and energy this has. So good luck to Paul taking part again this year. If you can support him in any way, if you Google him and look him up, you'll see Paul Friedman. You'll be able to do that and support him and cheer him on. We've also got an absolutely crazy guy called Fraser, who's chosen and decided this year that he's going to do the London Marathon dressed as our mascot. Now, if you've ever seen our mascot, he's a lion. He's called Frankie the Lion. It's a pretty big, heavy, thick costume with a giant head of a lion, surprisingly. And it's a bulky old costume. And this guy, Fraser, has decided he's going to run the London Marathon. Now, when he first said this, we thought, do you know what you're getting into here? He then told us that he's run umpteen marathons, I don't know how many, But the last London Marathon, he ran dressed as a beer bottle. He ran the whole marathon. And he, not only is he going to run it, so we've certainly got confidence he can do it, he's also going to beat the record. There's a Guinness Book of Records, world record for the fastest time in a marathon in a mascot costume, which he's going to try and break. He's got to do it in less than 4 hours. I think it's something like 3 hours 52 he's got to do. So he's set himself a goal. And to be honest, I wouldn't want to bet against him doing it. I think he's good. So if you see the Lion running the London Marathon this year, give him a cheer because he's doing it all for St. Francis Hospice.
I'm not sure how much of that Lion outfit will come back.
No, I think we've written that one off. We decided it's probably not going to be one to be worn by anyone else afterwards, I think.
have a backup one.
I think we're really also keeping our fingers crossed to help him as well as anyone else that it doesn't rain heavily that day, because the costume will suddenly become twice as heavy as it is to start with and not too hot. So I think we want a coolish day with no rain, I think is what he's going to really need to have a chance of breaking the record. But fantastic and good luck to him. And that's just, it gives you a flavour of sort of crazy things that people do. You don't have to do anything quite as mad or as energetic as that to help us. There's all sorts of things that you can do that perhaps are more gentle. If you're a woman, a girl, a lady, we've got our ladies only Star Walk event on the 4th of July in the centre of Romford. That's around a midnight walk. It starts around 10 in the evening, but it can go on to midnight around the centre of Romford. You don't have to run it or pace it. You don't have to go under 4 months of training to get involved with this. It's a lot of fun. A lot of hen nights get involved with this, and a lot of dressing up. It's 80s theme this year, so it's all day glow and body warmers and all that sort of stuff and weird specs. So if you want to get involved with that 80s event, that should be a lot of fun. It's Saturday the 4th of July. Stick it in your diary now. And to get more information, again, look on our website, sfh.org.uk. Something a little gentler. If golf is your game, then we're very fortunate to have local businessman Barry Hearn.
Will he be dressing as a lion to play golf?
I don't think so. He's never done that yet. But that's an idea. Perhaps
it's
I could ask
idea,
him.
Isn't it?
I think that might inhibit his swing a little bit, but Barry is going to be helping us yet again. He's sponsoring him and Matchroom Sport, his company, of course, a golf day at Thorndon Park Golf Course, of course, just down the road here in Brentwood. It's Friday the 24th of July. Now, I would tell you, it seems quite a long way away, but I would mention it now, because normally these events sell out usually 2 or 3 months before the actual date. So if you want to get involved with this, it's a prestigious event, 18 holes of golf. It's a whole day. We have breakfast at the start, you have lunch, you have dinner in the evening. Barry's there, usually brings a bunch of his snooker and boxing mates come along as well, so there'll probably be a few faces and names that you recognise and know. And we have a sports memorabilia auction in the evening, which Barry leads. So if you want to get involved with this, there are only 60 places, then please do check it out on our website, sfh.org.uk, or call my events colleagues on 01708 771 427. That's the Thorndon Park Golf Day with our friends from Matchroom Sport and Barry Hearn, of course, Friday the 24th of July. And last thing I will mention, because it's happening literally stone's throw from this studio, is our big quiz night, Friday the 14th of August. Last year, we were just talking about this a few moments ago, Phoenix FM had a team in this. They didn't win it, but they were pretty good, so they've got a chance to be even better this year and perhaps go on to win it. It's a big, big quiz, and we're talking about the Brentwood Centre. We're talking about, 600-700 people or more taking part in this quiz on tables. If, it doesn't matter if you haven't got a group of 10 people or a team to come with, we can match you up with other people. That's absolutely fine. It's a big quiz night. We've got a load of the eggheads from the BBC TV programme coming. The last couple of years we've had one or two eggheads. This year, I believe, we've got a whole half dozen of the eggheads coming. So we've got a
full pack of eggheads.
Full pack of eggheads all coming. They're there to help. And obviously, the idea is you raise a lot of money. So stick this date in your diary. It's Friday the 14th of August at the Brentwood Centre. Our big quiz night, Friday the 14th of August at the Brentwood Centre. Start thinking now about who you might want to get along as your team and get registered for that. We'd love to see you there at the Brentwood Centre on the 14th of August.